This is Mark Brown for Beyond the Room. I'm still at the Transdiagnostic Conference. I've nipped outside for a breath of fresh air and possibly something else, and I've got a couple of people here.
Hi, I'm Anne-Bride Christensen from Copenhagen. I work at the Mental Health Services in Zealand and the University of Copenhagen.
Hi, I'm Pat Guare. I'm a clinical psychologist in independent practice.
So what I wanted to ask you both, as we're out here enjoying the sunshine, is how today's felt to you as people who are maybe closer to clients and people than to models and structures and research?
Well, I can start by saying that I am a full-time researcher. I also do some clinic work, but I'm mainly here because I'm part of a big transdiagnostic intervention trial. I'm doing qualitative work normally, so it's felt super quantitative until now. I think there was a couple qualitative projects here towards the end. I feel we've definitely heard a lot about the very sort of super theoretical, nerdy network type perspectives, and then a couple of clinical ones, and it definitely feels like it's two worlds either coming together or colliding. I haven't decided yet. You have to ask me tomorrow.
I'll have to assess it later.
I think it's really interesting because clinical practice is guided by theoretical underpinning, and theory is driven by practice. So it's trying to get that balance between theory and practice. And I guess I'm trying to think of the what's in it for my client. So what can I take away from today that could allow me to work with people more effectively and more efficiently and more meaningfully for them? But as my colleague has said, it does feel like it's two worlds apart at the moment, with the very theoretical and then the applied. So it's going to be how you can bring those two areas together meaningfully in a way that can help the clients that we all want to serve.
So it kind of feels like to me there's kind of a number of different sets of eyes you can use to look at this sort of stuff, and in theory they might be seeing exactly the same thing, but when you talk to each other you might describe it as being completely different or sound completely different, because you're looking at very, very different orders of evidence, I suppose.
Yeah, I think the conference we're at today, I definitely get the feel that the terms evidence and evidence-based come from a very positivistic outlook. That's fine. Evidence-based practice as a term and its positivist underpinning definitely has its place for establishing some things, but I feel it's really good that there was a couple of smaller qualitative projects also represented, because I think it's really important in this field that we don't forget that RCTs and evidence-based practice just can't tell us everything or help us with everything. We need to have different methodologies and sets of eyes to, I think, really get far. So I think there definitely is a place for the more quantitative, hardcore sciencey part of it, but I think we need to also not always talk about evidence as if it's just that. Yeah.
I really liked your idea of different eyes, and when you work with clients, that they have experiences, and those experiences might be unpleasant, and our role as a clinician isn't to say, we can't take those away, we can't go back in time and make them not happen, but what we can do is can you look at them through a different pair of eyes, so that they're part of who you are, but they're not the defining part of who you are. So this idea that actually we can all look at the same thing in different ways and create different meanings is a really nice metaphor, not just for today's conference, but also for when you work with clients. In yes, this experience has happened to you, it's part of who you are, but how can we make it not the defining part of who you are? So that's a really nice metaphor, to think of it as different eyes looking at the same thing.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels to me that there may be sort of slightly different interpretations of what something being transdiagnostic means, because on one hand you've got kind of quite big kind of statistical kind of data models. You're looking at over a large amount of people what there is in common that might be different from the way in which it's been grouped in symptomology. It feels like if you're talking at it about it at a personal level, maybe the transdiagnostic thing feels slightly different.
Yeah. Well, I think about that today we have at least two different levels going on. One is looking at transdiagnostic in terms of diagnostics and how we classify people, and that's where sort of trying to find the factors that go across is really relevant. And then there's the other level, which would be the transdiagnostic treatments, which we might do for other reasons than just classification purposes. So I feel like those are the two like main things that differs in the different presentations, that some are focused on classifications and moving away from categorical to dimensional, and some presentations are more focused on starting to do transdiagnostic interventions or understanding symptoms in a broader way.
Interesting.
And I would feel, I mean, I agree with you in that sense that there seems to be different definitions of transdiagnostic, and some of the presentations have talked about transdiagnostic but still talked about anxiety or depression. And I wonder if it's the word diagnostic, because, you know, I see people come to me as a human being in distress, and it doesn't matter if that is depression, anxiety, OCD, PTSD. It's about, you're in distress, how do we resolve that distress? And it doesn't really matter what we label it, what we diagnose it as. It's just about how do we increase the helpful, decrease the unhelpful. So I think there is a strong difference in, actually I'm not sure we're all agreement in what we mean by transdiagnostic.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that ties into what I meant about the two levels. I think what you're talking about goes to the treatment level, how we view people when we treat them, that it's not with regards to the categories, and we just see that there's a bunch of symptoms and they might form in different ways, and we treat whatever is occurring at the moment. Is that understood correctly?
Yeah, and I think when you know, when I work with people with PTSD, or you know, part of PTSD might be having anxiety, it might be having relationship difficulties, it might be having depression, it might be having flashbacks, and sometimes those different features can be more important. So it's about, what is it at this moment in time that is causing you the most distress? And I often find that what I use to help somebody manage anxiety can help them manage depression, can help them manage, you know, their flashbacks and their drinking. So techniques like grounding and being in the here and now, I might be anxious about my future, I might be depressed about my past, I might be having a flashback, but if I can ground you in the here and now and teach you that as a skill, no matter what you're experiencing, if you're arguing with your partner and having all these different powerful emotions, if you ground yourself in the here and now, I'm teaching you a transfunctional skill.
Yeah.
And maybe it's this idea of trans, I think of it as transfunctional, not transdiagnostic. And maybe that makes a bit more sense to me and how I work with clients, about what skills can I teach you that will cut across your different experiences, your different diagnosis.
Yeah.
Right, thank you both for that. That was absolutely brilliant. Cheers.
Thank you.